You got it?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so guys, we're bringing up the phone lines real quick, so just give us a sec.
Yeah, it's up. We're good.
Cool. No, so I was just saying, like, when it comes to, like, 2020 and getting girls in this age, I feel like all the eyes are on, for the most part, social media. And they want to be around, like, lifestyle. So I've just found that, like, just showing good lifestyle. So that means you don't have to flash money or do, like, the money phone. You don't need to, like, stunt with a nice car. It's kind of like just show a good lifestyle. And like Lakara and Miles say all the time, right? Game comes from within. Once you know what you want as a man, once you know where you're going, and you're not gonna be taken off path by these chicks, and you know that going forward, then off rip. Once you just add, you know what I'm saying, tools to your tool belt, you'll be able to like move forward and get what you want. So for example, let's say you want to meet chicks from Colombia, right? Find out where they hang out, get your game in order, make sure that. At least, you know what I'm saying, you have a job that's stable, your foundation is tight, turn the game and your finances. Once that's done to a certain level, hey, man, go where those girls are at, bro. Go cold approach, hit them up online.
So, and learn some Spanish.
Exactly. So, see, it's all about knowing who you are and go for what you want. Because once you can do that and internally that's mastered, then everything is icing on the cake. And game, like we say, is foundation. Dude, I'm saying right now, right, I've seen so many guys with money here, especially in Miami. They'll have a nice Lambo, a nice Ferrari. They pull up, talk to the chick. She gives them a window of opportunity. And because he has no game, they fail. Vice versa, a dude with game pulls up in a Lambo, says, yo, let's go to dinner. What's your Instagram? Instantly, he got it. But one thing, there's one big difference there, though. He had game to know what to say. The guy with the Lambo that just bought the car, he didn't know what to say. So she's like, I'm good. So it's all about having that foundation. And for the most part, in 2020, I got to say this. Girls want to follow clout. And if you're the guy that has the status, if you're the guy that has, and mind you, this could be perceived status. It doesn't have to be real status. Like you could fake it to an extent online. And people do it all the time and they get hoes. But that doesn't mean that the hoes stay, though. You get what I'm saying? So,
big facts.
Yeah.
We got the 1499 super chat from Eddie Jones. Frick is just a wealth of knowledge flooding through the manosphere between the two streams. Impressive gents. And guys, that wasn't a dig at Dr. BOA. I like his ideology. I'm just saying over here, we talk about, you know, how to deal with problems. You know what I'm saying? So no knock against him. We don't hate any other content creators. I don't want you guys, other people, bro. We don't care, man. Like other content creators do their thing. We do our thing over here. And, you know, it is what it is. We ain't here to, you know, start drama or nothing like that. You know what I mean? This isn't the Young and the Restless. But if you know what I'm saying, like, dude's be really trying to be getting people to fight out here, and it's not like that, man. At the end of the day, we're all helping men understand the uncomfortable realities of what it takes to be attractive in 2020 with chicks. So if he has a message, that's cool. We got a message over here. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But with that said, so guys, the phone lines are open, by the way. That's why we had that Australian woman talking randomly. 515-605-9740. Feel free to call into the show. I will not force you to donate, but if you are a troll, you will be swiftly kicked by a boy Chris who's on the ones and twos.
Really quick.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, man, I just want to say another thing, too. So, as you guys know, I have an Instagram account, right? I made a new one, by the way, Unplug Lifestyle, which I use to get the chicks, which you guys should follow it. It's going to be to kind of document how we run our DMs on demand, which comes out this Wednesday, November 18th. Okay, guys. $3.97 is the early bird special. Locario and Miles are going to be affiliates. We will definitely give them a link. So if you guys want to support Locario, buy it from his affiliate link when it comes out, which we will give him one as well. Mm-hmm. And you will be supporting Locario and Miles. And obviously, they're the fam. They're going to come down here November 23rd. Mark your calendars. And we will be live in studio here. But with that said, I like to do a Q&A on my Instagram where I ask me any question about fitness game, whatever it may be. And this girl commented, man. And she asked me this question. Actually, Fresh knows who she is. But I ain't going to put her on blast like that. But she asked me, hey, don't you feel like you're generalizing on women? Like, you make it look like we're objects, blah, blah, blah. You know, insert shaming tactic here. I just want to bring this up to you guys real quick that in this world, right, as you get better and better with women, you're going to notice that you're going to get a lot of pushback. Right? When you do certain things, right? Some chicks are going to try to shame you. They're going to say you're controlling, you're a dick, you're a jerk, you're an asshole, blah, blah, blah. What you guys got to understand is that is womanese for I don't like the fact that I can't control you with my sexuality. Because when you see and you understand how women operate, you don't hate them. You just can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might hate them in the beginning. I don't know. Some of you guys just stay mad. But when you understand them, it's like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But right. they're going to shame you because girls don't like having how do I say this? Girls do dislike not having an advantage when it comes to dating. Chicks always want to have some kind of leverage over you. This is why girls make you go out on multiple dates. This is why chicks try to leverage sex against you for some kind of compliance like that Christine chick was talking about, if she's a pearl or not, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So knowing that, understand that chicks are going to push you back and try to like test your congruency, is where people call shit test. You can't bend or fold with your partner, man. Like if a girl's acting crazy, just because she's hot doesn't mean you're going to tolerate that bullshit, man. And when girls try to shame you, you can't cave either. You know what I'm saying? I think that's when you really got to show, nah, well, I'm not. It is what it is. If you don't like it, boom. And just by you saying, having a take it or leave it mentality, you're going to diversify yourself from like 99% of men. So I just want to add that real quick, that chicks say that. And I basically told her straight up, like, yo, listen, I don't really care what you think. Like, I'm not here to get girls on this Instagram account. You know what I'm saying? Go on my Unplugged Lifestyle one if you want that one. But, you know, on this account, I'm here to tell men the truth. And unfortunately, the truth about what it takes to be attractive to women is inherently unflattering to female nature. Because this is why I tell you guys all the time, don't listen to female dating coaches, bro. They're going to say some BS like, just be nice or be confident. They're just going to tell you the what, never the how. But what they will never tell you is, yeah, you need to leave these chicks on scene sometimes. Yeah, you need to ignore her for a bit. Don't see her more than 1 to 2 times per week. You know, if she acts right or if she acts wrong or she like, you know, she violates or she withholds sex from you, you kick her out your house. They're not going to tell you this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because all these things show the unflattering reality that women are not sugar and spice and everything nice. And once you understand these uncomfortable realities about how women really may select, then you're able to move appropriately. But women don't want you knowing this because it's in their best interest for you to be what?
Stupid.
Because when you know your worth, then you're not going to tolerate no fucking bullshit from a woman, man. So, and it's not me generalizing. It's just me trying to help men, protect men from, you know, chicks that will sit there and try to like connive you or whatever it may be, shame you, all this other stuff. So
yeah,
you got know your worth, Kings, is the long story short.
But that's why you got to have game, because all of that is her trying to run game on you and run game on guys. This is what you guys got to understand, is that women are always going to do what's in their best interest, which they should, because it's in their best interest.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So this is why if you tell guys, hey, don't go to the bars and just be spending money on women and buying them drinks, women are going to be like, oh, but that's not a, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying a girl a drink because they're benefiting from you being an idiot. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is, and again, you know, with this whole thing of guys needing to really be on top of the game nowadays, is you have to understand that the more things that you have that's going to be tight in your game, as far as like your appearance is on point, you're confident, you know how to talk to women. We could even go take it to social media. Your social media game should be on point if you're going to be on social media. If it's not, don't be on social media right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But make everything on point, because if you're on Facebook, Instagram, all this other stuff, right? Trust and believe, when you meet a woman at a bar, or you meet a woman, or you match with a girl on Tinder or something, they're going to research. And then when they find you online, you understand what I'm saying? And they see all of your MGTOW posts. And they see, like, you always complaining about women, right? That girl who was probably going to fuck you, she ain't going to fuck you no more.
Yeah.
You
understand?
Because the thing you got, so there's more going on than it used to be. Before, back in the day, it was like you meet a girl, get her number, and the next time she could even see you or hear you is once you hit her up. You understand what I'm saying? Now she could go straight on social media, straight on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all these things, look you up. You probably got a YouTube channel. You understand? Something. You got something where she could find you. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you're not on point on all aspects, and this is why even what Miles is saying about you got to understand your value, because if you understand your value and you're really a real motherfucker, that's going to emanate through everything else you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? So you ain't got to worry about anything else, because you're always real about what you do, what you say, and you're about what you're about. You understand what I'm saying? It is what it is. But also, too, understand that there's going to be women out there who they are going to back up away from you because they know that your game is tight, too. So that's also the flip side of it, because what happens is if a woman knows that you know what's going on, sometimes, like Myra was saying, she knows that she can't take advantage of you. So then since she knows she can't take advantage of you, that's when she's going to back away. So a lot of times you might be saying, damn, what am I doing wrong? How come, you know, these chicks acting funny? It's like, well, you probably got way too much game for that chick. You understand what I'm saying? She knew she couldn't get over on you. That also, that happens, guys. You got to understand that. I've had women, because they saw my social media or they saw, you know, my Facebook or my videos, it's like, goddamn, I ain't messing with this dude. But this is why, for example, Myron and Fresh, this is why y'all, you know, y'all got to get up on their program, because it's like, there's a way that you do it. This is why Myron's like, I got a new page. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm trying to do a certain thing, because you know how these chicks are. They all over the place. As soon as they see something, they jump to conclusions, and it's a fucking wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Man. Like,
I want to add to that real quick. I want to add to that, like, because with talking about social media, this is exactly why you have to be even more strict about your value,
right?
Because since so many people have access to you, now you have to be seriously willing to filter out the bullshitters and the attention whores and the women that just want to use you for shit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You have to be so fucking, you know, like me and Lucario talk about all the time. Like if we text a girl on a dating app or whatever, and we don't get 100% cooperation from the rip, it's like charged.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like at this point in the game, it's like the more a lot of guys might not get this, but the more chicks that you have to charge to the game is the better you're doing.
Really. Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing with a lot of these guys that are, you know, using social media and using all these different, using money, using status and all these different external things to get chicks. The only reason why a lot of them, not all of them, but of the majority of them, the only reason why they think they have a better success rate with women is that they're willing to tolerate more fucking bullshit.
Right?
That's the only reason.
Right.
The girl that's sitting, like you might be saying, oh, well, you're on the internet doing some dumbass show when I'm out with this bad shorty that I met on Instagram. Why is she there though? Ask yourself the fucking question, my
right,
dude.
Right.
Why is she actually there? Is she there because she likes you, or is she there because she's trying to get a free meal in a posh club in Miami, or a free meal in a posh club in LA, or a free meal in a posh club in New York? You understand? Is she really there because she finds you interesting? Is she really there because she's actually listening to what you're saying? Or is she on her fucking phone, but you're giving her a pass because she's cute?
Right.
If you're sitting on a date and a bitch is on her phone and you're chilling there thinking it's I've literally had to scold bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like they took out their phone just to check some shit. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. I was just, all right. I'm sorry. And then she put it away. I don't play no fucking games. I don't play no games with these chicks, because like we're all like Myron, you said it earlier, a woman abundance mindset comes from the fact that she has all these fucking options, and social media makes it like
times
ridiculous
10.
For them.
Yeah. Right.
You understand? Which is why if you got game and you're seriously on point and you know who you are as a man, you have to be a little bit more intolerant to find actually a decent chick that's interested in something other than the external bullshit. You understand? Because we are talking about being successful in dating, because just being able to get on a date with a bitch is not success. It's actually using your game once you've attracted her to actually let her see who you are. That's game. And then once she sees who you are, if she's willing to fit into your frame, that's the success.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. Cause like we were saying earlier, a lot of these chicks, they come, you know, one or a couple of dates, you fuck them, and then they fucking fall into the back of the black book.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's cool. That's cool. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Like we're gonna go through chicks. That's how it's gonna happen. But what I'm saying is, where are those chicks that actually mean something? Where are those chicks that's actually fucking with you and they're willing to help you, or they're willing to at least fit in your frame and actually enhance your experience as a man? You understand what I'm saying? It's too many chicks that's just gonna come in and out and just use your time for frivolous attention whoring and then bounce.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you gotta be a little bit more serious about filtering the bullshitters.
Boom. We got a couple super chats and we got a couple callers on the line, so I'll run through these real fast. We got Ken Rose with a $5 super chat. It's much worse for a woman when you're indifferent than it is to hate her, as when you're non-caring, she gets no attention. Absolutely, man. Attention is what girls literally fiend for, bro. It is their crack. You know what I'm saying? That's how they right. justify and rationalize their existence. So we got a call on the line. Which area code is it, Chris? 954 in the house and a fellow South Floridian. What's up, brother? You're on the In the Game podcast with Lucario Miles, Myron Gaines, and Fresh Prince CEO.
Yo, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
We can
hear you. Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, bro. Man, I'm not going to lie. I have a kind of rookie question for you guys.
That's okay. No question is stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I'm, you know, my wardrobe just really consists of a University of Florida shirt and like some basketball shorts and maybe some basketball running sneakers, man. Like, I'm always on my feet. I'm always working out and stuff. My wardrobe is just basically a lot of Nike Under Armour type stuff, you know? And I just want to know.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay.
All right, continue on. So you need a bunch of workout gear.
Yeah, so that's like really at least 80% of my wardrobe. You know, I really hate jeans, all that stuff. And I just want to know if you think wearing this all the time is hurting. All right,
so where do you? I got a couple questions. I got a couple questions to dispense the best advice for you. Number one, where do you live?
South Florida. I'm the Weston
where?
Guy, bro.
You're a Weston?
What? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that's a nice little area right there. Nice. Where do you actually go to party though? Because there ain't that many clubs in Weston. Where you go to Fort Lauderdale?
I'm only in Weston temporarily. I'm a U.S. student. I'm just here, for the semester. I've been to clubbing at UF before.
Okay, so you go to school at UF. Are you a part of a sports team, or are you part of a fraternity, or are you part of any club?
I play intramural basketball sometimes. It's not frequent. No, I'm not in the fraternity, and to be quite honest, the clubs I'm in are like statistics club, and let's be honest, no hot girls are in that freaking genre. So.
Statistics?
Yo, so I asked you these questions, bro, because I wanted to kind of get a – I don't know if you're trolling or not, but if you're not trolling,
I'll give you the best advice
I can give you, which is for a college student that's 20 years old that's going to UF, you got to understand as a young man that social circle game is very important for you, because you ain't going to be able to compete against older men that got their money and everything else like that together. So you're going to have to run game on like your college campus with girls around your age group. But the big thing is you're going to need to basically have some kind of clout on campus, whether you're an athlete, a part of a frat. You basically need to – remember how we always talk about girls just want to have fun? You need to become the fun, my friend. And you need to be able to create that fun, whether – even if you're like – bro, even if you're like in the chess club, but let's say the chess club gets lit. Like you guys throw bangers and stuff like that every week at the house, right? You guys are throwing keggers, all that other stuff. Bro, you guys are going to get girls because you guys are where the fun is at. And if you guys are able to throw lit parties – and you are the face of the chess club, right, where you're the one out inviting girls, all that other stuff, then that's going to make you that's going to make you much more attractive on campus. But, yeah, bro, I mean, you're going to have to buy some jeans and some fitted shirts and dress a little bit better. You know, quite frankly, wearing basketball sneakers and shorts and baggy UF shirts isn't going to work for you.
Well, let me ask you, caller, have you ever approached any of these girls with those clothes on?
Chinese girls? I mean, I don't know. I don't really go after them that much. Not my type, like the Asian girls. And, yeah, there's plenty of them in my classes and stuff.
You know, you didn't say Chinese. He said, do you approach girls, period?
Yeah.
How many girls you approach a week, bro?
With those clothes on.
Oh, yeah, bro. No, that's – my numbers are weak, bro. Like, I'm usually just – I my routine is just work and gym most of the time. I'm not really out about.
So how do you?
I'm just slacking lately.
Huh? Yeah. So what was your plan to meet these women?
Yeah. How are you gonna meet these women, bro?
Well, right now I'm just trying to get back into Tinder, because you know a lot of the the girls here in Weston are like high schoolers, like they're really young, so it's hard for me. Have trouble finding like girls my age that are legal, so I was just kind of banking off Tinder. But you know, when I go back to UF, I definitely want to go back. You know, hit more clubs, get my social circle game. You know,
caller, that's a bad bet. And I'll tell you what, bro, literally, bro, you need to go to H&M, go to the sale rack, get.
I was just thinking that
nice
shit.
Custom shirts that are under $10 or under $20. You get four or five of those bad boys. You get two jeans, two shorts. Bro, I literally used to go to H&M when I was broke. I would get like five shirts and like three pants for like under $100, literally. And that was my outfit for like the whole weekend. So for the most part, bro, for you, yeah, add some more style to, you know what I'm saying, to your approach. Definitely, well, you're not approaching anybody right now, but when you do approach, you want to have at least a nice pair of jeans, nice shirt, maybe some nice shoes at the same time. And then once again, once you get this sorted out, you want to go ahead and actually approach them. And Tinder, honestly, bro, is like a hit or miss. And most girls are on there for attention.
Yep.
So for the most part, you probably won't be banging that many girls from Tinder. But if you add Tinder, Hinge, you add Happening, like what Lucario recommends, you add different things, you have multiple sources that you could pick from. But you're going to need good pictures. You're going to need to have, you know what I'm saying, if you can smile. You're going to need to have good DHV on that app to even work. So yeah, my friend, you got some homework to do.
Yeah, because wait, let me ask you: have you ever had sex with a woman before?
Nah, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very inexperienced. I've been putting it aside for way too long.
So you never had sex with a woman?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you got a lot of work to do, bro.
wait. I want to hear you say I'm a virgin. That's what I want to hear you say. Say it.
Huh?
Say, I'm a virgin. I am a virgin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a virgin. I mean, I don't know.
You can't say it. Why can't you? Okay, there you go. I am a virgin. Yeah. I've had sex before. You just say it. Let's get in touch with the reality, bro. Let's do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, 100%. I mean,
I've never had sex before. I am a virgin. Right. Say it. You got to say it, man.
Look, yes, I'm a virgin. I've never had sex. I know I got work.
Three. Now. Wait. Here we go now. Here we go now. So now we got that out the way. Now, what do you want now? I want to meet women I'm attracted to and have sex with them. I want you to say that. Say, I want to meet women I'm attracted to and I want to have sex with them. Say that right now.
I want to meet attractive women and have sex with them, bro.
No. Let's rewind. I need you to say, I want to meet women that I am attracted to.
I want to meet women that I'm attracted to and have sex with them, bro.
Do you understand the difference between I want to meet attractive women and I want to meet women that I'm attracted to? That I'm attracted to? Do you understand the difference?
Not really. If I'm attracted and...
Okay, listen. Okay, here's why. Look. You're starting from absolute zero. So I want you to start correctly. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now, listen. The difference is when you say attractive women, the word attractive in your conscious mind is based on the definitions of other people.
Right.
Okay? I need you to understand that you're looking for women that you are attracted to. Okay, this is why you need to do more research and find out who you are, because when you go for women that you're attracted to, that's when you'll be having a real experience. That's when you'll be having an honest experience. If you try to go for attractive women, you might just try to go for a woman that you heard was attractive or
right.
that you think is attractive based on some magazine or TV show or some shit that your boy said or your friend said. No, I need you to be in touch with who you are so you can go after women that you find attractive. You understand?
I see.
Okay.
I see what you mean, bro.
So it's all about getting more in touch with who you are and you understand, yes, you are a virgin. But now it's time to start to build on that. I'm a virgin, and now I want to meet women that I'm attracted to so I can have sex with them. You understand? And another thing I want to tell you is, as far as your wardrobe, you could take the advice from Fresh and Myron, and you know, you could go to H&M, but what I would say to you is, if you want to be more explore more about who you are, I would say stick with the sporty shit that you're wearing, but spruce it up a little. Because you might just be the type of dude that likes to wear sporty shit, but you gotta have a difference between the shit you work out in and the shit that you wanna go out in. For example, the shit that you work out in could be loose and big because you're gonna sweat or whatever. But if you're gonna go out and you still wanna wear sporty shit, it has to look fresh, brand new, and it has to match. And it has to be very fitted. You understand? So if you wanna wear t-shirts and like jogging pants and shit, they have to be fitted, they have to look new, and they have to, like, your shoes, the colors gotta match, so you look stylish. You understand?
So just wear more athletic, but fitted athletic clothes, like maybe from Nike, just like joggers. Is that what you're saying?
If that's what you're about, because listen. You might go to H&M. You might say, well, let me take Fresh's advice. And you might go to H&M. And honestly, in your heart of hearts, you might not actually see anything you actually feel like wearing because it's not you. It's not your actual style. You understand?
Mm.
What I'm saying is, if you're the type of guy that you live an athlete's lifestyle, you know, you work out a lot and so on and so forth. So it's really a part of your actual personality and lifestyle to wear athletic clothing. Then, if you want to build your style and attract and find more women that you're attracted to, you have to accentuate that part of who you are. You understand? So that means the clothes, again, have to be fitted. They have to look brand new, and they have to match. You have to coordinate. You understand? So you wear a red hat. You wear a shirt with red in it, and then your shoes have some red in it, and then you have, you know, maybe some Adidas pants with a red stripe. You understand? With the red stripes or some shit like that, whatever you want. But the point I'm trying to make is you can't be sloppy from the gym. You have to be, you could be sporty, but you could still look stylish. You understand? So, you know, I'm just giving you an option to, like I said, explore more about who you are, because the style for you just may not be at H&M. You understand? The style for you might be at Dick's Sporting Goods, or it might be at, you know, the Nike store, or it might be at, you know, I mean, I know you're not like necessarily, you're a college kid, so you probably don't have a lot of money, but there's a Ralph Lauren line called RLX. I mean, it's old, but the point I'm trying to make is that it was Ralph Lauren clothing, but it was like a high end sport clothing where like one fucking dry fit t-shirt was like $90 or some shit. But if you wear it and it's fitted and it matches, it looks really good and you can still attract females wearing sporty clothing like that.
Right, because and also real quick, I'll say this, kind of to piggyback off what Miles is saying, is that you have to immerse your whole situation in what feels good to you. Because
right.
when you go and talk to a girl, let's say, because for me, for example, I hate wearing fucking button-down shirts and suits and shit like that. I hate that shit. Like, I wear it on certain special occasions and all that, but I hate to wear that shit. Now, the thing is, if you're dressed in a way that you're not comfortable in, then that means you're going to be uncomfortable talking to the girl. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? Now, if you're uncomfortable talking to the girl, that's going to make you seem unattractive. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So you have to go as closest to your own style as possible, but you're not going to know what your style is until you actually put yourself out there and explore certain things. So just like what Fresh is saying here, go to H&M and try those things out. Right. But you might try it out and you may say, I'm not really feeling this. Or you might try it out and be like, yo, this looks fucking good on me. I like this shit. Right. Or
right.
you say, you know what? I noticed the sporty stuff fits me more. I'm going to just find even flyer sporty type of clothes and use that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now, once you get stuff that fits you, that makes you feel good, makes you feel fly, then when you talk to the girls, that energy is going to come off when you're talking to the women. You understand what I'm saying? This is what we're trying to say. So you have to get as close. You have to get to the center of who you actually are. This is what Miles was trying to say. This is what he was saying when he's saying, look, you want to meet women that you're attracted to. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's close. That's going in the direction of who you are, not what everybody else is thinking. So you don't want to get clothes that everybody else is getting. Get clothes that you like. You don't want to fuck the girls everybody else is fucking. Fuck the girls that you like. You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
But you have to
Facts.
Know who the fuck you are to do that in the first place. This is what we're saying.
Facts.
Shit.
Yeah, man. So I'm not even going to add to that, man. Caller, you just got a whole bunch of free game right there. You know, you also do this. You need to get this book right here, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day.
I talk about that in the second chapter. So, you know, about appearance and clothes and all that other stuff.
You know what I'm saying? You need to get this book right here, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, and get on the Bad Boy membership so you can get more free game like that, my friend. But, yeah, dude, we're going to move on to the next person because you just got too much value there. Cool, caller? What was it? 818 now?
818.
818, you there?
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Cam again. How are you doing?
Hey, Cam, what's up, man? Hey, Cam, before you get into it, perfect that you would come in. Guys, I as you guys know, obviously, we got the Instagram course coming out on November 18th, which Locario Miles will be affiliates on there, so make sure to buy from them and give them the support. The course will be out on the 18th this Wednesday. So the other day, funny story for you guys real quick. Down memory lane. So I went to there's a CVS right there, like literally right next to my building, right? So I'm in there and I see this chick. She's pretty bad, man. I walk up to her, because we both walked out at the same time. I walk up to her and I got declined, right? So I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's just on her phone, like acting mad rude, like not looking up, anything like that. Which, guys, when you cold approach a chick and she does that, you already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how good your approach is, you're going to run into chicks like this that are just going to be basically rude as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's funny because we filmed this this ad that I'm going to play right now for you guys right after this. So this was actually a true story. But yeah, guys, this is one of the ads on how to get chicks with Instagram. Let's take it away.
Let's go.
Hey, what up, Fresh Prince CEO? What's going on with you, man?
What's up, bro?
Yo, so I had this crazy situation just now, man. I was at, you know, my favorite place, the pharmacy store, the Civ, so to speak, right?
At CVS?
Yeah, CVS.
What happened?
See, this girl, she has pink hair, but she has a bad body, bro. So, like, she's going outside, so I go outside as well. And I, like, stop her, and I'm like, hey, you know, I get my pickup line, my opener. Hey, you're almost as cute as me. And she doesn't even look at me, right? She just like,
yeah, don't worry about it. I got you.
She just like glued on the phone, bro. And I'm like, and obviously I didn't like, I gave her some space. I wasn't weird about it, whatever, maybe. Textbook, you know.
Yo, real talk, man. Like, you need to get on your social media game. Because you can be at home chilling like me in the studio and you get bad chicks hitting you up to chill.
Yeah, man, it's digital world we live in, bro. You're really going to only be able to get chicks if you like maximize social media. You know, cold approach is cool and everything, but she ain't going to be able to see.
No, I'm serious, bro. Like, from your own comfort of your own home, literally, wherever you're at.
Yeah,
anywhere,
man,
the world
approaching these chicks is getting me tight, man. I need to switch it up a little bit, and I'm excited to learn the social media way on how to do this.
I know it sucks. I do cold approach sometimes, but I got you, bro. Don't worry about it. We're definitely going to help you out with this and get your social media game on point. But yeah, bro. Oh, I got to go, man. I got to go. I'm going to holler at you.
Hey, Fresh, you there? Man, this dude, bro.
Oh, oh man. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Yo, real talk, bro. We filmed that the day of.
Yo, Dom DeMarco, that shit.
Dom DeMarco.
Yo, real talk, bro. That's
that shit was fire, bro. Yo, y'all niggas is thespians for real. Like, y'all niggas is actors, my nigga. This nigga Fresh was on some Denzel Washington shit. What?
I was like, let me find out Fresh know how to act.
Yo, it's the one time,
like,
this nigga don't stop.
Bro, I got you. I felt that shit, bro. I felt that shit.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bro,
fucking
guys.
Oscar nominations all around. Fucking Golden Globe nominations all around. Fuck
yo,
that.
Real talk, the reason why it was so like kind of natural like that was because I literally had just got declined by this chick. And that, yo, guys,
right.
Real talk, man. All jokes aside, this is why we call this In the Game podcast. Because quite frankly,
right. There's
only a few guys I know that are out here doing it. We're able to dispense advice to you guys like this on live stream, answering your questions on the spot. Why? Because we actually know what we're talking about. We're not out here recording pre-recorded videos where we're like memorizing notes and shit. Like, this is all organic. You know what I'm saying? And that only comes from a wealth of experience. And here's the other important thing too. Lucario talks about this. I talk about this. Fresh talks about this. Miles talks about this. We tell you guys our L's, bro, because quite frankly, you're going to get way more L's than you get W's, but the L's is where you actually learn.
Yep.
So when I shot that ad, it was funny because it was like I literally had just got declined by a girl. But I was like, you know what? This is going to be more natural, and it is what it is. But yeah, man, thank you guys so much for the support. But, yeah, no, man, I just wanted to play that real quick. Cam.
The chick in the video was the best actor because she was doing exactly what chicks do.
Bro.
They just be fucking with you and you interrupting your shit.
Yeah. Big facts, man. Big facts. So, Cam, sorry about that, bro, but thank you for holding on the line. What's up, brother?
Yeah, of course. And I'll watch the ad once I get off the call because I'm calling from my phone right now. So I wanted to just actually make a comment. And I think in order to be successful in dating in 2020, you got to be coachable. You know, you got to be like students like myself. Students like myself, other than being coachable for you guys to mold our brains and to shift us to this crappy paradigm that we were in the past, and we still, let's say, are breaking away from it, to get to the state of abundance, the state of liberation and freedom that, you know, I was telling you and Miles, I was telling you and Lucario about like last Friday over the phone. And
right.
Not only that, but guys have to be thick-skinned and they have to be resilient. And I'll say what's thick-skinned. Like I learned this when I was in my fraternity in college. And I was like a super sensitive fucking bitch. I get mad at everything and shit. And like people, you know, making, you know, little things I'll get so fucking annoyed about and stuff. And I learned to be thick-skinned, and this is something that the Black Pill community and MGTOW community can't even fathom of that. Like they easily get pissed off with the littlest things. They get pissed off with women's, the female nature and all that kind of stuff, and they blame and complain, and they don't do anything about it. And resilience is important because I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get to meet the whole panel if it wasn't for my resilience. Like the fact that I got to meet become closer with MLD was through Myron, because Myron did that dating course, Pandemic Pickup, with MLD. Then I met Fresh through Myron, and then I met Lucario through MLD. And I remember, Lucario, you made this, like, monologue. You had this monologue, man, for, like, the last two minutes to end the session. It was either Quarter 2 Volume Language Mastery or it was Pandemic Pickup. And I literally unmuted myself after you finished. I'm just like, holy shit, this was fucking fire. You know, I was like, God damn, this is fucking good. And then you know, now I get to meet Miles through Lucario's like posse and stuff, and like this is like amazing, man. Like I seeing all you guys was through resilience, being thick skinned, and like when I would call in with a lot of questions, you guys would answer it, and sometimes it would have to be harsh, but it was the fucking reality, and I am who I am now because of you guys. So I just want to make a comment on that, and that's how you become successful in my opinion in dating in 2020.
No, man, and that, Cam, bro? let me hold on real quick, man. I gotta let everybody know who Cam is real quick. I met Cam earlier in 2020, right when the beer bug hit. And, you know, he had a stupid mustache. He was very stubborn. He was, you know, getting curved by chicks all over the place in L.A. And he started working with me, started working with John from Out of Life Dating, started working with Lucario. Now he's in Fresh and obviously Miles. And now this dude is double stacking dates, flaking on girls, like has a harem of chicks that he's dealing with. And he changed. And the reason why he changed, guys, not just that he took the coaching and everything like that and took it serious and acted upon it, but just like he said, he was coachable, man. A lot of guys, man, you guys fail women because you guys aren't humble enough to take in advice from other men that are better than you at this. Because I hate to say it, but everybody thinks that they're good with women, and everybody thinks that I got game, I know what I'm doing. Some dudes think it's okay to pay a chick $1,000 for sex. Another guy thinks it's okay to stay in the friend zone for 5 years and wait until she's ready to get with him. Everybody has a methodology of game. But I'll tell you guys this. The game that we teach you guys puts you in a power position because, quite frankly, you'd rather die on your feet than die on your knees. And a lot of guys are content with dying on their knees when they deal with women. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the thing is, it's your way or the highway, and you got to get girls on your terms. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to get with women because women don't understand, and more importantly, they don't respect anything else. So being coachable is important because everybody thinks they're a fucking coach and that they know what they're talking about when it comes to women and, you know, all this other shit. So, Cam, thank you for being humble enough to take on the coaching. Trust us, right? Because obviously we're some dudes on the internet. We could be idiots, right? We could not know what the fuck we're talking about. But you've been able to implement it, and now you got the receipts. You're going out with different chicks every week. You're, you know, you got a harem of chicks. You're flaking on girls. You're double stacking. These are all advanced techniques that most guys can only dream to get, man. Why is that? Well, because you were coachable and you actually applied the advice, man. Dude, you got to pat yourself on the Thank back, you. Too, man. You got to Don DeMarco for that one.
Don DeMarco.
Hey, yo, let me add one thing about Cam as well.
Go ahead.
Cam had a session with me, right? During the session, Cam already updated his Instagram right away. Like, normally people like, wait, oh, you know what? I'll think about it. Da, da, da. This guy literally did it right on the spot, and instantly he got results. So Cam is a guy that really, like, takes advice, applies it, and that's how you learn, guys. By applying what you learn is how you literally get the results. So
yeah, big facts, man. And I want to say this too, because I'll tell you guys this right now. You start to stagnate when you stop learning. Yo, guys, this day, I'm one of Lucario's biggest fans. I watch Lucario's streams as if I'm like I be watching and listening to when I'm going to the gym, when I'm gonna go do some work, whatever, because I respect my peers and I respect my peers to still understand that I can learn from my peers. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy that I'm even able to collab with this guy on a weekly basis, because I used to watch him coming up as a kid. You know what I mean? Lucario was on back in 2018 and stuff like that. Sorry, 2008. So I've been watching Lucario for a minute, bro, and it's an honor to be able to get on streams and work with the man and meeting Miles and everything like that. So you got to always be humble to still learn, because that's how you grow. And Cam, that's why you're succeeding right now, bro. A lot of the reason why guys fail is because they're hard-headed idiots that can't humble themselves and learn from other people, man. So, bro, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Last thing, thank you guys for your consistency on having the shows also. I mean, same, like, as you said, Myron, like, I agree with the whole listening to Lucario and listening to all you guys, just being consistent with putting out good content. And it's like, honestly, because if I'm not consuming this, like, on a weekly basis, like, I feel like I'm going back to my past, you know? Even though I learned a lot of information from all you guys. But, like, I feel like little by little, it's like I still need to consume this on a weekly basis to just stay the way I am and always, and of course, evolve from that as well. So thank you guys
for that. You absolutely, bro, and trust me, don't have any shame in that, man. You have to, bro, because quite frankly, I'm going to just say it, society softens men up. And if you sit there and listen to, like, societal norms is going to make you a better beta male. That's all it's going to do. You know what I'm saying? Every kiss begins with K. You guys know I make that fucking joke all the time and shit. But, like, quite frankly, the economy relies on simp. You know what I'm saying? If these dudes weren't out simping so hard, the restaurant industry would crash. The movie industry would crash. Like, if there, more dudes were like us and made these chicks earn fucking dates, the economy would collapse, bro. You understand? It would fucking collapse. Because, quite frankly, women are 80% of the consumer base, but guess whose money women are spending? Men's. You know what I'm saying? So when guys wisen up and understand, nah, you don't get access to this money unless you are in a certain class. You got to earn this shit. Bro, the economy would absolutely crumble. That's why guys like us are ostracized by society. This is why people tell, oh, you're a misogynist, you're rude, blah, blah, blah. No, we just ain't stupid, and we don't spend money on women that aren't fucking worth a damn. You spend the money on women that are worth it, that are helping you build. But a lot of guys are so happy to give their wallet away to women that, quite frankly, didn't earn it. And that's why, you know, we have the simp economy that we have now. This is why we got chicks buying houses off OnlyFans. This is why we got, you know, cam girls making 20K, 100K a month. You know what I'm saying? It's because simps exist. If simps didn't exist, bro, like, none of this stuff will be going on. But you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes like us are bad for the economy, so they're always going to try to silence us.
Know your worth in the chat. You can get the book at MrLucario.com, MrLucario.com, and just hit it on the store page. So that's where you get the book at, all right?
Yeah, man. So, Cam, thanks for calling in, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Okay. So, guys, the call-in number is 515-605-9740. Lucario, you got anything else you want to add to the conversation?
I just say that guys gotta be able to learn how to do all the things they need to do to attract women in different situations. So learn cold approach, learn how to get chicks on dating sites, learn how to get chicks on Instagram, learn how to get chicks on Facebook, you know, all of these different things, learn how to get chicks through social circle, whatever it is, learn how to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Because the more skills you have, the more women you have access to. It's that simple. You see what I'm saying? So you want to be able to hit on all cylinders so that you can really, you know, get your popping how you really want to go. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And guys, with that said, definitely get on the Bad Boy membership, man. Bad Boy, www.badboymembership.com. You guys see it down there at the bottom. Lucario is a friend and a business partner. I actually met Lucario in person too earlier this summer. Went up there, chopped it up with him, got to meet April MC. And let me tell you, let me give a little bit of credit to April MC, man. You guys want to know what it's like to have a good girlfriend that holds you down? Every time Lucario goes and streams late at night, she's there in the chat, putting links up, moderating chat, all that, bro. And if a chick isn't doing that type of stuff for you, helping you build, helping you grow, etc., bro, like you know, guys, you gotta put a little bit of you gotta make women work a little bit, man, for them to truly cherish and want to be with you, man. And that's an example of a girl that's like holding her guy down, bro. And I met April. She's a very nice and polite person. And yeah, man. So no, it was a good time, man. It was a good time. So I always plug Lucario's stuff. Go get his book, man. Get How to Have Sex with 2 Women a Day. And they will be here in studio, which I'm actually like legit low key excited for. November 23rd, man. Miles and Lucario. Miles will get in a little bit later. So we're gonna actually do the show at 7 p.m. guys, November 23rd, to make sure we get Miles down here from Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, man, it's gonna be lit. And we'll probably document some stuff, put on the Patreon. Us, talking to chicks, everything like that. But yeah, man, it's gonna be lit. November 23rd, mark your calendars.
Yo, guys, real quick, we are three people away from getting Myron's channel to 9K subs. So if you're not subscribed to this channel already, go ahead and like.
Subscribe, people, get it popping.
Subscribe, so we get 9K right now.
Get us the 9K subs, guys, so that we can put these other scam coaches out of business. I ain't gonna say no names.
We just hit 9K.
Hey, we just hit 9K.
Marco.
Thank you guys so much, man. And I'll tell you guys this as a special announcement. I'll say this right now. People have been asking me a lot about my past. Lucario knows it. We won't say anything on air. But I will be I'll probably be telling you guys a little bit about that. I just got to iron out some things on the legal side with my lawyer. But yeah, don't worry, guys. You guys, a lot of people, Meyer, what, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I'd be like, all cryptic, like I'm a school teacher. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, I'll put something out for you guys in the future. We just got to iron out some things. But thank you so much for helping us get to 9K subs on the YouTube channel. And we're gonna grow and continue to give you guys this heat, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason why I got I align myself with guys like Lucario and Miles. I love their message. And quite frankly, they teach guys how to be better men. And how to not let a chick finesse you, bro. Because at the end of the day, we live in a day and world where it's like completely acceptable for women to finesse men. I mean, dude, they call it foodie dates. Have you heard about this? Have you guys heard about this thing? I know it's big in New York too, but.
I think I've heard about that where they just, use you for food basically.
See,
I heard about it.
This is why I bet the girl heavily before we go to dinner. Because for the most part, when I go to dinner dates, I literally, I know beforehand, like she's down to cheese DTF. So yep. Off rip,
there's no dinner dates till we fuck. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Hey man, I'd be hungry, bro. I'd be hungry.
Big facts, man.
I just want to eat.
And we got a 199 super chat from JJ. Lucario really cares about helping guys in the game. Yeah, big facts, bro. This dude is streaming at like midnight. You know what I'm saying? trying to help guys out. Even what was that, Lucario?
No, so we be trying, man. You know what I'm saying? This is why we here, guys. Seriously, man. Like, we've been doing this shit for damn near over a decade. You feel me? Me and Miles been doing this shit forever.
Yeah.
So it's like we really want dudes to really get out here on some real, real shit. This is why we put out so many videos, do so many live streams, do all of this stuff. We do two. Like, I remember, let me tell you something, man.
Go ahead.
I remember years ago, I had people who hit me up and was like, yo, you doing too much. You understand? It's like you're putting out too much shit for free. And I'm like, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like let these cats get up on the game. So, but I appreciate people who take it seriously and who's actually benefiting from it. Because we really want you guys to progress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you guys this right now. The fact that Lucario has been on YouTube doing this, you know what I'm saying, since 2008, right? 12 years. I always say, right, like, if you do something for a period of time, right? There's some other coaches right now that's on the come up, right? That's a fucking trend. But when you've been doing it as long as this dude's been doing it, it's a movement. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. What's trending on Twitter versus what's a movement. So the fact that the guy puts out this much free content, right? On a daily basis, live streams, whatever. You can only do that if you have a wide foundation of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So if you're able to get this kind of level game for free, you can only imagine what it is behind, you know what I'm saying, the paid stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you guys got to get on the Bad Boy membership. It's $97 a month, man. And quite frankly, like, bruh, you'll spend more than that on a date with a chick that ain't going to give you no booty anyway. So you might as well take that and take that money and invest it back in yourself so you don't get finessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's what it is, man. But with that said, guys, so as you guys know, obviously, networking is very important, right? Obviously, right now, what are we doing right now? We're networking with Lucario, with Miles. Obviously, I met Fresh through Instagram. Because real talk, we had our first conversation on an Instagram call. Pause.
Yeah, it was an hour-long call. So Solo TV 84 is the one I set it up.
Shout out to Solo TV 84.
Shout out to him with Don DeMarco.
Yeah.
And,
Don DeMarco.
He's like, yo, there's this guy in Miami. Is plug fit. I'm like, bro, I got enough DMs, bro. I don't know, man. And he's like, nah, that's my boy. He's cool. I'm like, all right, let me check him out. So I checked my message request. It's over 9,000. You know what I'm saying? But I saw his request. I was like, yo, bro, what's good? And then he's, yo, could you hop on a call real quick? Let's connect. I'm like, all right, man, let's do this. And then lo and behold, that our conversation, he was like, yo, you are in the game, bro. You're RP aware. Like, definitely we got to hang out. I'm like, yo, dude, you are too.
Yep.
Let's link up. And because of that moment, now we're here in the studio.
Yeah, man. And networking is very important, man. Well,
everything.
And like, that's another thing, too. Like, I was talking with Lucario about this. Like, guys that are good with women identify other men that are good with women because the characteristics are universal that are required to be good with women. And the other thing, too, that makes you distinguishable is it's rare. So networking is very important, guys. We got another ad here on networking from Instagram.
Yep.
Hope you guys enjoy this one. The whole time we filmed that, me and Fresh were just making fun of each other the whole time.
Yeah.
We actually were not talking. We're like, yo, Fresh, you're black as hell. And he'd be like, oh, well, you're an Arab. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you can do it. We were just talking smack the whole time.
Yeah.
It was very immature. And then we got told a million times, you guys got to move. There's cars trying to come by. We're like, bro, we're recording son right now. Shut up.
Yo, so funny story. The guy we had to add, he phoned me from my YouTube channel. And literally, like, we linked up. From Instagram, he's like, yo, bro, I saw your channel. It's lit. Let's do a prank. And then we went to the viral Gold Digger prank video that we did. So hit him up for a video, did the ad, and it was perfect. So, guys, trust me. When you use Instagram correctly, you can network with high-profile individuals, business mentors, like-minded individuals, maybe even business partners in your future, just by adding value first and then reaching out in the right way. And you can learn that in a course come Wednesday.
Absolutely, man. So with that said, oh, somebody asked in here, why did we get kicked off TikTok? We got kicked off TikTok because we had Sterling Cooper on talking about how to have anal with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that
and
was
they kicked,
not.
And they kicked us off.
That was not.
That was an immediate kickoff TikTok.
Kid friendly.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that was L. We got a new TikTok. It's Unplugged Lifestyle. But, yeah, we could definitely see. I mean, the algorithm isn't working for us.
I'm going to run the new TikTok straight up to the chart. So don't worry about it. It's going to be back. So
yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it back up. But. Yo, Lucario Miles, where can the people find you guys, man?
Yeah, make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario. And also make sure you check out badboymembership.com. That's where you can join the Bad Boy membership. You can get this movie right here, Game Kings, you feel me? That's the movie right there. That's the poster, you feel me? And also go to MrLucario.com to get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, this book right here. You feel me? So you get the ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. Make sure you go to MrLucario.com to get that cracking. You feel me? So that's what it is.
Make sure to get that Game Kings, guys. It's an excellent documentary. I bought it myself, honestly. I paid full price and bought it myself because I thought it was, well, number one, you got to support your people. And then on top of that, it was a very well-made documentary. Very
right.
Well made. Miles, what about you, brother?
I think you muted, Miles.
You're muted, Miles.
You're muted. Miles, you're muted.
Yeah, sound. Nope, still. Yeah, still muted, Miles. All right, Lucario, you want to say it for him? Where is he just left?
Is it going to? But yeah, you guys follow Miles at Miles in the Game. Mm-hmm. That's Miles in THE Game. You feel what I'm saying? If you see any other thing, it's a troll. And also follow Miles on YouTube. Go to Miles Cunningham's YouTube channel. Check him out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shout out to April in the chat. She said the Game King is fire. Facts. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, I Know Your Worth. You just said, I just saw that you got the book. Appreciate it,
yeah,
fam.
Know Your Worth. Thank you for supporting, bro. That's why I want to make sure you got a Don DeMarco for that one, bro.
Don DeMarco.
And we got Miles back in the house. Miles, you guys, you good now?
Are we on?
Can you
hear me?
Yeah.
We hear you now.
All right, perfect. Yeah, thanks. So that's Miles in the Game on Instagram, and also check me out on YouTube on Miles Cunningham. Just type in Miles Cunningham for YouTube, and you know, same thing with me, man. Go get that Bad Boy membership so you can see the documentary, or you can wait till the 27th, Black Friday, and check out the Game Kings documentary, and it's gonna be lit, man. And again, I really appreciate everybody with the positive feedback. We work really hard on that, and you know, it's a good documentary simply because it encompasses game from a lot of game-minded individuals. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's a very important piece for everything that has to do with game. So everybody, if you fuck with game, you got to see that documentary. Period.
Yeah, it's the only documentary of its kind that I've ever seen that documents, game and intersection with anime, et cetera, on that level. For us guys, Instagram course comes out this Wednesday, okay? Wednesday, November 18th. We're probably going to release it in the evening. I will give you guys a deadline time, but we're getting all the stuff organized. Wednesday, it's going to be $397, and then Black Friday, it'll go up to $497. Then after Cyber Monday, it's going to go up to $797, okay? And it's going to be 11 modules. We're going to have 10 Zoom calls, right, where we're going to give you guys all the secret sauce on how to use Instagram, like stuff that basically we ain't gonna put in the modules because we don't want the haters watching and stealing our stuff. But yeah, guys, the course is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
For this price point, it's a steal, man. Quite frankly, a lot of this Fresh spent about $10,000 getting this information, and we're gonna be selling it for a fraction of the price.
Nothing, bro. Literally, it's what you spend in a club.
Yeah.
You learn so much from this.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Not only that, bro, but like just like having this as an option for yourself, like if you're a regular dude on the street, is, bro, like literally it's life changing.
Yeah, man. So we're going to teach you guys how to make your Instagram basically a chick magnet, and you're going to run a full court press. And this is coming from a cold approach guy, man. Like I don't even, I'm just getting into the IG thing now.
I've been admiring a believer because he's like, man, how you doing this, bro? This is not cool, bro. Like, you need to be on a cold approach, man. I get it, but you know.
I be getting tight. I'm out here approaching these chicks. I have a boyfriend. I was like, man, fuck you, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That boyfriend shit is the worst.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but anyone that cold approaches understand that's a part of the game, bro. So with that said, guys, don't forget to subscribe to Mr. Lucario's channel, Mr. Lucario. Miles Cunningham is his YouTube channel. And his Instagram is Miles in the Game, THE. Anybody, the other guy's a fucking troll, guys. That's not Miles.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in to the In the Game podcast. This is definitely going to go on Patreon.
One last thing. If you guys want to find the course, you have to get Myron's ebook.
Yeah, you got to get on my email list, guys.
People ask me in the chat.
Okay, to get on the email list, guys, click below. You're going to see get my my ebook, Unplugged from the Matrix of Fitness and Game. That will be where we announce the course first on the email list.
Also, as well,
so get
if,
on there.
If you're a Patreon, we're going to post a link for you guys with a discount. That we get discounts on Patreon. So check it out.
Patreon.com/FreshFit. But yeah, man, get on the Bad Boy membership, guys. All right, get it. Get on the Bad Boy membership.
Documentary, because somebody's asking in the chat, how do you watch the documentary? Go to badboymembership.com. That's where you can watch. Join the Bad Boy membership. You can watch the documentary on there, or you gotta wait till Black Friday to get the official, get it on their official release date. But I suggest you go on the Bad Boy membership and watch it, because you're basically getting it for free on the Bad Boy membership. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
you get the coaching calls, which they release a new video, the video dating tutorials once every month. So take that 97, invest it in the Bad Boy membership, get the Game Kings documentary for free, and get all the game with it. You know what I'm saying? Which we will also talk about the Game Kings documentary when they come down to Miami. That's gonna be a special episode, guys.
That documentary is worth its weight in gold. Like,
facts.
Literally, like,
big
for that price, getting it for free. Shoot,
I paid for it, guys.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I paid for it. Like, I told Lucario, no, I'm paying for this. Like, I've been waiting for this myself. Like, I'm paying for this. You know what I'm saying? He's my man. He's going to give it to me for free. I said, no, I'm buying this. So, guys, it is worth the money. It's an excellent documentary, really well made. There was a reason why it was delayed so long. So they had to obviously make it perfect. So with that said, guys, get the documentary, get the Instagram course when it comes out this Wednesday. And, guys, we'll catch you guys on the next In the Game podcast, which will be on Locario's channel next Monday, 10 p.m. And then tomorrow I'll be on the Games podcast, 1 p.m. And I'll catch you guys then. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Did I do it? God damn it. We always fuck it up. All of us. That thing is too short.
Now we off.
Yeah, we off. We off.
Miles is still muted. Why are you still muted?
You're
muted. Come off and come back in, probably. You gotta probably do that. I was gonna say, since y'all coming out with the joint on Wednesday night, maybe we could do a you do a live stream on my channel.
Yep.
On Thursday, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
And promote. You know what I'm saying? Like, do like a an hour long, hour and a half long, just strictly on that. So y'all can just be like, yo, this is what it's about. This is going, blah blah blah. You know, we can talk about it. Like, and
I'll give you an affiliate code, and you'll get basically every sale 50%.
Yo, how are you guys? Where are you guys getting your affiliate codes from?
My Kajabi. So my guy, I got a guy that's gonna work on everything tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
so you got like a webmaster that's setting all that up for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah,
so we was looking for something like that for Game Kings.
Like an affiliate code and all that.
Because what we were gonna do is like we could do. I wanted it to be a little bit more official, because we could make a button and create a code with PayPal and just send that code to and make it affiliate with the person that we're making an affiliate, but it would be a little bit more official if we got have an actual official affiliate code.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to give you. So what the way we're trying to get it is, our guy is going to create a link for you guys. Uh-huh. So every person that clicks it from your link and they buy, we'll get like, basically it'll tell us that, hey, he made this sale.
Yeah.
And then when the announcement closes, which we're going to close it probably that week of after Cyber Monday, when we close it, we're going to pay out all our affiliates there, and every sale is 50% commission. So it's up to you guys. If you guys want to do it at the early bird special at $3.97, I know some of my guys want to do it when we sell it for $4.97, so they get a bigger cut. You might lose some sales here or there if you do it later, but you'll get a bigger cut. It'll get
no. I want to do it from the beginning. I don't care.
From the beginning,
I want to do it, and I want to do it on every stage.
Yeah.
What I was saying before I got muted is I was going to tell you guys that if you cool with it, I would like for you to send me those ads. I will put them on my Miles Cunningham videos.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And then put the affiliate link in my description. You
exactly.
See what I'm saying?
And I could put it on my shit.
And then, yeah, Lucario, you could do the same shit. You feel
me? And what I was going to say is once you give us the link, we could send the link. Because I was telling you, this is what I was saying, Miles. I was saying that on Thursday, we could do a live stream on the Mr. Lucario channel, just strictly talking about the Instagram, the DMs on demand.
Yeah.
And then we could put the links in the chat or whatever, and then links under the video. And what I was going to do is, after the video is done, I'm going to put the link on our mailing list. Cause we got like 7,000 people on our mailing list.
Damn.
Oh, wow. That's a huge mailing list.
Holy smokes.
Usually you get probably like 10%, like it's like 6 to 10% click rate. So it'll probably be like, 600 or 700 people that'll click on it and check it out or whatever.
And we'll
like
see, right.
Yeah.
You know,
we can sell them the affiliate link. Yep, right. That'll be perfect.
And then out of that, you'll probably get like another 10%. So you probably get like 50 to 70 people, and probably that'll, want to join or whatever. You know, we'll see. But you know how that shit goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, what I'm saying is after we do the video on Thursday,
yeah,
and we have the links, then and once the video's done, I could just shoot it straight to the mailing list. You know what I'm saying? And tell them to, you know, join it, get it, whatever.
Check it out.
Yeah. And then whenever the last, because it's like you have like a limited runtime for, they have like until like Cyber Monday, you're going to end of it, right?
Yeah, we'll probably run it. So hold on, let me look
at
the calendar.
I calculated it. Let's say like 10% did do it from the 10%. That's like,
right.
That's like 20K.
Right.
Yeah, we'll probably end it like December 1st, I'm thinking.
Okay.
So it'll be like, so like Cyber, like, or maybe like December 2nd, because like Cyber Monday is what, the 30th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would run it for like maybe 3 more days at the double the price point, and then like just end it and close
and
it.
So what I'm thinking is was it this Thursday, we could do the video, do the joint, do that. I'll send a link to the list, and then we could do another one the day, like right as it's going to end, like the day before or something, when it's going to be the last day where they could get it, do another fucking video, and then, you know what I'm saying? And then send a link to the list. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Both ways like that. So,
but if y'all, how do y'all like to, how do y'all like to send like video clips and shit, like files like that?
Normally through Dropbox, we could probably give it to you guys through Dropbox. The two ads we got.
I can just send the link.
Can we do WeTransfer or are they less than 2 gigs?
I can email you the link and you just like download it from Google Drive.
Oh, there you
from
go.
From Google Drive. Oh yeah. All right. Do that. Yeah. Do that.
What's your email?
Yeah, I'll put
that. How long is the commercial? Do you have like a 30-second one or something?
Yeah. Each commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It's a minute.
Yeah. Each one is a minute.
Okay.
Each one is a minute. I'm cool with that. That's
right. Cool. I'll put it in.
So Mel's in the game, and then Lucario.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your email, Lucario?
You can just do Mr. Lucario@gmail.com.
Yeah, Mr. Lucario@gmail, and mine is milesinthegame@gmail.
Yo, did you guys get that troll the fuck out of here?
Which one?
It seems like he stopped.
Oh, the mouse troll?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's why I didn't want to talk about him, because I wanted him to just stop, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I never really gave that shit too much attention on air.
These black pill niggas, man. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, send them shits, man.
These dudes are the worst.
I'm sure that those commercials will make my videos more entertaining.
There you go.
My favorite place, the pharmacy store.
That was at the Sims.
The Sims.
Yeah,
the Sims.
Man.
This nigga's stupid.
Yeah, man. I was at the Sims. Yeah, bro.
That shit was crazy.
But that was a real story too, man. So it was funny, man. But no, man, we're definitely excited to have you guys here. Yo, Miles, the money came through and everything good like that, right? For you guys to travel.
Yeah, everything's perfect, man. I appreciate you, man.
Of course, bro. Like, you guys are guests, man. So we got to show you guys a good time when you guys come down. I just wish it wasn't so game, Miami, bro. Like, it's been like trash with the night game recently, man. Like, it's been.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Lockdowns and all that shit.
Yeah, man. Like, because Miami never really actually opened. Like, Orlando opened. Miami never really did. So we just opened back up about 2 to 3 weeks ago, but a lot of the bars still have some like faggot rules in place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to wear a mask when you come in and all this other shit.
Right,
you can't congregate.
Right.
You got to sit at a table, like all this stupid shit, man.
Do they check your temperature when you walk in and shit like that?
Some restaurants, some places do. Some places
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of that in Orlando.
Yeah, man. So it's crazy, bro. And like, honestly, I foresee them shutting down Miami again because they already shut down Toronto and London. So it's just a matter of time. Until these
but yo, let me tell you guys something. You guys are in a good position with your product, because the more bullshit they do with COVID, is the more niggas is gonna want to source off online anyway. You know
exactly.
Me?
So you definitely gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's why I want y'all to give me the fucking the fucking commercial.
We'll definitely give.
I
want to
help you guys make bread, but shit, I want
to
make some too.
No, absolutely. You guys will get 50%, man. So when the whole launch is done, we'll definitely the first thing we'll do is pay out our affiliates, so so that'll be good, man. So that's great. I should have the affiliate links here hopefully by tomorrow, no later than Wednesday. Like, I'm gonna basically send out, when the course goes live, I'll make sure each of you guys has an affiliate link so you guys can plug it in your stuff, and that way people can buy from you directly.
You could really send us the same one.
Oh, same one for both. Okay.
Yeah. You can send us the same one, because all of our stuff is streamlined to one
thing, right?
One account. Yeah, that makes life a lot easier. That's how me and Fresh have it set up too. So yeah, and then right, we just divvy it out at the end versus like running two fucking bank accounts, all this stupid shit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to make that happen. But yeah, let me know what time is good for y'all on Thursday to do the stream and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that works.
We could do it after the Fresh and Fit.
Yeah, we could actually do it after Fresh and Fit. We can jump on your guys' thing.
What time do you end?
What time is that?
We normally do the show. We'll be on with Donovan, so we'll probably be done this Thursday. We'll be done at like, it would go at 6, probably be done by like 7:38. It'll may go a little bit longer because he'll be on, and then we'll do a Zoom call. We could go at like 10 or 11. Normally, when you guys go do the late night streams.
Let's do it at 10 o'clock on Thursday then.
10 right. o'clock on Thursday.
This Thursday, right?
Yep.
All right, so this Thursday, I'm putting in the calendar, this Thursday at 10 p.m.
This Thursday.
All right, cool.
Well, I thought you wrote it down in your calendar for a sec. I was going to say, Lucario was old school.
So 10 p.m., cool. All right, yeah, so we could just do that and just, like, straight promote the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the show, so let cats know what it is.
No, man, absolutely. And again, we thank you guys for being affiliates and helping us out with this, man.
Yeah,
real quick, that's November 16th, yes?
18th.
November
18th is the launch, 19th is the video.
Oh, today's November 16th. Oh, I just fucking calendar shit. November 18th, no, 19th is Thursday.
Yeah, 19th is Thursday, though. So 19th,
okay,
we're going to do the launch is 18th, but 19th is when we're going to do the
we're going to do the video.
Oh,
okay.
Yo, Lucario, right. I owe you. I completely forgot. Last time we had the In the Game podcast, it was on my shit. I owe you that video. So I'll send that to you.
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to put this on Patreon, and then we'll put it back up if that's cool with you guys. I'll give you the link in like a week if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. You know what, but I just remembered now that I owe you guys a video, that YouTube video. So I'll give you Chris, how do I give it? Because the link might not work, right? If it's unlisted, I'm gonna have to give it to them, like download and give it to them, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can just give me the YouTube link, and
oh,
I can just
can download it. I'll do that then. I'll do that.
And then I can just rip it myself and then post it up.
All right, I'll do that. Because yeah, my YouTube guy takes the shit off YouTube immediately once we get off air.
All right. Okay.
As long as it's unlisted, if it's private, I'm not gonna be able to see it. But if it's unlisted, I can see it.
I'll make it unlisted then, so you can get it and rip it. So, all right, cool, man. Other than that, man, I don't know if you guys had any other questions about the thing. We're still figuring this shit out too, bro. Because honestly, I don't know. This is our first course launch, so we're like, we're like figuring all this shit out with the Mike Kajabi and all this other gay shit.
Nah, Phil,
congratulations, man.
Yeah, let us know how that should work with the affiliate shit, because
yeah,
you know, you might have to holler at y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely, bro. Because yeah, no one does it through my Kajabi. Like everyone I know does it through Teachable, man. And Teachable is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because then
Teachable's no good. Teachable's no good.
Didn't they kick Donovan off? Teachable?
Yeah, they kick. If they're gonna kick Donovan off, they would definitely kick my ass off.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I know that shit.
They gonna kick
me talking about bitches and all this nonsense. They gonna
Big facts. They're going to 100% kick you off, bro.
Yep,
hey, Donovan,
right.
A woman is didn't even swear like that, and they kicked Enigo off.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they definitely. But the funny thing is, you got to keep all the money.
Right. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he kept all the money.
At least he got to keep the money, shit.
Yeah, so he had to actually, like, get the course back out to the people that paid and shit, so. But, nah, man, as always, man, it's good talking with you guys, and we'll definitely, we'll chop up with you guys probably on launch day. I'll give you guys your link.
All right,
cool, Lucario and Miles.
All right, man.
Both.
Great show, guys.
All right,
y'all be safe.
Later, fellas.
All right,
later.
Peace, man.
Yeah, man. It's definitely
not
the
same
as
the
angle that shit will close down. Kind of the pickup.
Yeah,
I think people are begging. People in the chat were like, yo, how do I get the course?
Yeah, like,
I talked to DM just now. They're like, yo, I just sent a link to his email list.
Yo, man, and it's like, you know, like more people on bars and shit. It's like, yo, did you want Instagram off?
Yeah.
What's up? Bro, like, man, these girls are like, hey, what's up?
And it's not only Instagram, you can go on a network too.
And you know, you should do it, right? Have girls say, you know what? I don't want to go out. Like, have girls record them. Like, you know, like,
we got 989 people on the list. So, a lot. Bro, if we get
the current list,
but
our list of affiliates,
yeah, Rolo Tomasi, Christian Cooper.
We only need 200 people.
But,
right.
happens to go over to your pressure, right? If you get some girls say, hey, you know what, I want to go out, but I don't want to go out because this bear bug, whatever.
Yeah.
And then have them say, look at fresh Instagram, man. He's on the phone, he's doing this. Oh, meet DM right here, like from a girl's angle.
That's so bad.
So guys can see that shit. Because at the end of the day, you can be talking, but if you get that, like a girl's angle, she's at home, and a hot girl, saying that shit, and then all of a sudden, it's like some dinner or whatever, they're going.
That's not bad. Yeah.
And have to be on camera and do it. Because trust me, when guys see that shit from a girl's angle, they know get it.
That's actually not bad idea.
Yeah, oh yeah, because think about it. Oh yeah, oh I'm gonna go out tonight, but
guys, welcome back to Strong Successful Male. So for today, going to give an article titled, Why Dating in Your 30s and 40s Can Be Pure Hell. And guys, this article is written by a woman who is a professional matchmaker, okay? Or shall I say, a soon-to-be ex-professional matchmaker. And why may you ask, is she a soon-to-be ex-professional matchmaker? Because basically, in her line of work, she's discovered that as time has gone on, that working with women is a giant pain in the ass. That as time has gone on, women have become just so picky, and not to mention delusional in their expectations, and those are her words, not mine, that she just simply is not worth doing the job anymore. And of course, she says there's guys that are like that, but by and large, the issue is with women. So she's going to go through the whole thing, her story, how she got into it, and different examples of the delusional expectations that she deals with all the time on the job. And I'm doing this, guys, because many of you guys date and do relationships.
You get so many views, bro, and I don't know how. Strong, successful man.
It's an male.
70K subs.
It's an algorithm, man.
Yeah. And he'd be recording videos on his fucking iPhone in the car.
And it worked. We'll be here soon, man. Everyone likes us.
Time.
Everyone likes us. We're new. You know, we're almost 10K soon. Of course, we pop in.
We just hit 9K.
9K? Shit.
9K subs.
We should have a main celebration this week.
Locations, or maybe I just need to get myself above that 9 level. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
have y'all? What are your thoughts on is Tinder pay to play these days or
two,
not?
Two things. Number one, you got to get yourself to at least a 9. Number two, I mean, 8.5 is okay, but you want to get yourself to 9s. And then number two, quite frankly, I'm gonna keep it real with you guys. No cap, Tinder is 100% designed to fleece men. And what I mean by that is, most Tinder users are overwhelmingly men. It's almost like it's like almost 80 to 20% of the users are men to women. So there's already less females. So for you to even get seen by a lot of chicks, you're either going to have A, a new profile, or B, pay for a boost so that the algorithm pushes you to actually get seen. Or you could do the super boost, which is 6 hours for like $40, if I'm not mistaken. So Tinder is always pretty much incentivized to make men pay or get on Tinder Gold or get some kind of subscription service because there's so few women on there. So with that said, you just got to understand that, yeah, Tinder is very pay to play nowadays. And they can do that because there's so many guys on it versus women. Now, with the beer bug going on, more women have gotten on it, but it still pales in comparison to the amount of men that are on it. And then let's deal with another elephant in the room. Most girls go on Tinder to get free attention. They don't even plan on meeting up with you or let alone dating you. A lot of girls will just sit there and say some dumb stuff like, oh, let's just text on here or whatever. And you already know what time it is with that one. You know what I'm saying? She thinks you're
stupid.
When in reality, you're just going to kick her to the curb. So, yeah, man. So those are the two things against you. But as an American in Mexico, bro, if the bars aren't closed, like, bro, you should be getting out there and like cold approaching. You're going to have higher perceived status than all these other guys, man. Like for you guys that are out here, like in the Philippines, Colombia, Brazil, you know what I mean? Thailand, wherever, you know, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, you guys need to get out there and cold approach because, like, just as an American alone, you're going to have higher perceived status. You know, it's like the equivalent of having a blue check.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously you can't let these chicks finesse you. They're going to think they can finesse you because they're going to assume you have money. But you're going to be able to put yourself in a position where a girl that otherwise might have, like, declined you in the United States or whatever will give you a chance if you're an American in these countries. So there's a reason why all the guys go to – like, so many guys go to Colombia or go to these other countries and expatriate because, quite frankly, it's easier. So, yeah, man, use that to your advantage. You know, get online and cold approach.
I can definitely corroborate that. Pretty much any time I get a girl one-on-one, regardless of whether she speaks any English or not, and we're just, you know, stuck in a real basic Spanish conversation, it's pretty clear that yeah, you get a little bit of a boost from that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
thanks again, guys. I actually connected my Instagram to my Tinder recently on your recommendation. So
okay.
I'll probably sign up for your Instagram program and, you know, like some feedback maybe. And
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Sign up on the Patreon
you,
and
yeah, get on the email list, guys, if you want to get the link to the course when it comes out on.
Dying? That'll be more or less. I mean, it's a little bit, yeah. Like, only just brown. It's been dryer. Not running as much, so. All right,
so we'll do it right here.
Front of the sign.
Patreon.com?
No.
This one. Oh, first fit, yeah.
And then I'll sit on this side, you sit on that side. Put the mic in?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's get the mics.
Good boy, Fresh PTO.
Yeah. How do you want to record it? On your camera, right? Chris, do you mind manning the camera for us? We're going to record a one-minute clip for the Instagram course.
Are you going to put a main camera or the phone?
No, the phone's
fine. We're going to do it on phone?
Yeah.
That's gay. You sure?
Oh, wait. Oh, you mean you want to use your camera?
I was thinking of using your camera.
Okay. You got your SD card? Wait, I don't know where
you have an SD card in yours.
I do?
Or did you take it out? No, there should be one in here.
I'm almost certain there's one in here.
There is?
Anything.
Oh, you must have taken it out.
I didn't
take
it out, bro.
No, it's right here.
What?
What is
there's it? No way there's an SD card in there. There's an SD card in there?
No. That's probably mine, dude. Oh,
no, that's mine.
That's
mine because the lens.
Sorry. It's better. Because I never took my SD card, I don't think. Or if it did, it's on my house, maybe.
Is it here? Oh, yeah, it's there.
What? There's this camera. Is that your card or my card?
Your card?
Oh, it is, bro.
Ooh, shit, bro.
You're sucking dick, bro.
let's record the thing. Chris can record it for us. Oh, and you know what the beauty is?
Boom.
We can use the Rode mics. Bam. Yo, we might as well record Patreon videos too. How many do we got to do?
Yeah, like 3 or 2.
Okay. Chris, how's the dude, that podcast? We gotta bump that shit up, bro. Chris,
yeah.
Did you research ways to like monetize podcasts?
I did not, because I was sick.
Okay. Well, now that you're healthy, let's do it, baby. Let's turn all these endeavors into 10K a month fucking endeavors, bro. We are not stopping.
Yeah, we're gaining weight, but we need to push it more, you know? So I feel calm to make a thing.
Sorry. Yo, we're going to have to make this place immaculate when Donovan comes.
Yeah, like, when Donovan comes?
Just hire the mayor, bro.
Yeah. No, I mean,
doesn't hire the mayor, bro.
Y'all niggas be have to sit out. Like, why isn't it all fucked up? What should we have?
Bro, when Donovan comes, I think that's gonna be our record high. We're gonna hit probably 1K. We could hit probably 500 to 1K live viewers.
Especially if Donovan puts it on his Patreon or his
That's what I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna tell him, hey, bro, I need you to advertise the fuck out of this. I gotta go to a meeting, guys, at 4 p.m. On what's it called?
This is a fourth camera?
Yeah, this is a fourth camera. That's your camera, bro.
Wait, is that the fourth camera?
I'm just going to lower it then, because we don't really use it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, lower it, and then we'll move it back into place. That's going to be Donovan's camera when he's here. That camera has really good zoom.
I know. Turn this.
How do you, you just turn it like that, or you can turn it like this, bro. So,
can this record?
Huh?
Can this record live?
What do you mean record live?
If it's recorded, is it going to record?
Yeah, of course it is. Is it on? It
should be on.
Yeah, it's dummy battery in it.
Yeah, so just adjust it however you need. Let me turn this Rode mic on. Test, test, test. All right, it's on. Yo, how do you decrease the gain on this?
Decrease or increase?
Decrease.
Decrease?
Yeah. Or I can put it right here on my sleeve.
Now you put it on your sleeve. Because, I think there's like a video on that. I believe you do it on your phone too. With an app. But for the most part, you can do it.
What are you
talking about? You want me to do it? No.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, you do, Chris.
Like it.
I'm zooming in on tomorrow.
Okay. Are we sitting down or standing?
Oh, okay. We can stand.
I was going to say we stand.
Why stand?
I think it's a little bit more.
We're going to block the sun.
Are we going to block the sun?
No, nah, you will have lighting. Right there, and the lighting will be like, you know, like,
fair enough.
Fair enough. Are you
going to
sit over there?
No. I'm going to just more in this chair.
Just
in my chair. I'm sorry, just in your chair.
No, it was just this fucking shit. It's all fucked up. It's fine. Let's go over here.
Oh, watch.
And yeah, yo, we got these corner panels put in yesterday.
It looks. Interesting, like artsy.
Yeah.
I approve.
Yeah, dude, the corner panels fuck everything up. I mean, corners where a lot of sound escape, like, bounces.
So, darn it, the
test. I just like riding up the test.
Ride it.
So, I would have to go like this.
How do you want? You want the sign on the back?
Yeah. Sign on the back is good.
So the 1 minute video, do you have the phone? Open up the Andrew's Telegram. Andrew sent a telegram to me and you. This is a 1 minute intro or some shit like that.
Problems. Yeah, every customer has 34 problems. That's 34 results. They get them looking out. They take action to personal better. Basically, explain, you know, 6 second video for people who don't know you. Problems, your ideal customer has 34 problems, 24 results. Yeah,
okay. So introduction on who we are.
Yeah, who we are.
Okay.
And then how we help people.
So what I'll say is I'm a fitness expert.
Social media
expert. We're both very good with women, byproduct of living in Miami. So we've been able to combine our two expertises to create an Instagram course that is going to literally
cover how to source girls.
How to
network
with other high value men, and how to increase your overall value.
Well, all right. So you record
this.
It's right button here in the corner.
Okay.
There we go. That's recording. Just can you play back and test it?
Yeah,
we can.
All right. So let's test.
Test. How does it sound?
Oh, you should put it on the table.
Oh, yeah, I might as well put it on the table since we're sitting here.
Test. Let's go. How do you take it back? Oh, wait. I think it's a dumb battery. It won't let you do it. So, can you just open this? Sure.
Oh, you might have to put like a real battery in it.
You got a real battery?
Close. Why? Will it not record with a dummy battery?
No, it's recording, but it won't be played back to see.
Well,
let's try on fit. We don't want to play back.
play this shit, and it's fucked up. You got battery?
Yeah, there should be some in the social media box. I should have some in there.
No, I got real battery.
Yeah. There's like real battery. I got a battery pack in there.
Is it charged up? Because we don't want to record it and all of a sudden it sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Or like when
oh, it's not working.
I mean, it sounds like it's fine because the bars are moving, but.
Interesting thing.
That boy. Should play with the other battery too. So.
Sorry. You did?
Are you sure of that? Just press off and on again. Alright, if anything, well, I'm to the card.
Card?
Yeah, just plug in the card and the computer, yeah. And see.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because you give it 3 MP4s. Is it through here? Through here, right? Mm-hmm. To the caster, right? But that's a volume though. Where's my computer on this one? Why is my room naked?
Naked?
Oh, this is my SD card. Okay. I know I didn't have it.
Yeah, so why is Mara naked? Go up. I don't think it's in that folder, though.
Oh, this is the monitor that you guys can use, by the way.
Yeah, how do you place it on this computer? Wait, no, sorry. What is it? Okay.
Or shop.
Okay. Yeah, recording. Just can you play back and test it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
All right, so let's test.
How does it sound?
Well, you should put it on the table.
Oh, yeah, I might as well.
Hey guys, we're at Teachable Instagram.
Instagram, hey Jay, cool. black and red, so it looks cooler. I'm long past probably. Are you ready? Alright, it's recording. 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's recording?
No, no. You want to leave it open or no? Because
oh yeah, let me close this shit so it doesn't make ambient noise.
Myron Gaines here.
Fresh Prince CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, who the fuck are these two guys right now standing in front of a Fresh and Fit podcast?
You can't curse.
Oh, we can't curse?
No, you can't curse. You can't curse Instagram. That's social media.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we do it again?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is going to be an ad.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it clean. All right.
I'm going to lift the ring. All right. I want 1, 2.
What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Fresh Prince CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, who are these two guys trying to... What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Fresh Prince CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, who are these two guys right now trying to sell me a weird Instagram course? Social media course.
Yeah.
All right, one more time. What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Fresh Prince CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, who are these two guys trying to sell me a weird social media course? Well, let me tell you, I'm a fitness expert.
Social media dating expert.
And we're both here in Miami, Florida. And quite frankly, if you can get girls here, you can get them anywhere. So what we're going to teach you guys is how to optimize your social media so that you can get girls. And network and become high value. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be a fake high value guy. You want to be a real high value guy. We're going to teach you guys how to portray that through your Instagram.
Step by step. We got you.
Oh, wait, I said Instagram. Fuck.
Oh, you did.
All right, but fuck. All right, restart it. So it's a fresh video.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of hard not to say certain words.
Yeah. Ready? Okay. What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Redford CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, who are these two guys trying to sell me? Social media course. Let me let you guys know. I'm a fitness expert as well as pretty good with the ladies.
Social media dating expert with years of experience.
And what we've done is we've combined forces to help you guys optimize your social media so that you can put yourself in the best light so you can meet women, network with other high value men, and live a better lifestyle in general, guys. It's about being congruent to who you purport yourself to be on the internet.
Well, you're home all the time during this pandemic, basically. You want to meet girls still? Can do it through this course.
Yeah, man. And social media, guys, is the new way to go, man, quite frankly. And I'm a cold approach advocate. So you've got to get out there, optimize your social media. We're going to help you guys with DMs on demand. Let's get it.
We got you. November 18th.
That's it, right?
All right, let's send that to your Fiverr guy right now.
Right.
No delays.
Let's just test it out, Chris, on the computer.
What, are you going to put it on the infinite video, or are you going to do what with it?
No, I want you to play it real quick. See,
look. No, I mean, like, for a guy on Fiverr.
Huh?
On Fiverr, you're going
to... Oh, no, I'm going to add it to the Google Drive, and then I'm going to...
Yeah, but is he going to edit the video?
What, you want to do it?
I don't know what you want with the video.
Oh,
we're gonna need to put. We're gonna have to put music, maybe a little bit, some like make it a little bit more cinematic.
Yeah, gotcha.
How is was the lighting good? Give it to Tom. See if Tom likes it, because Tom is gonna be the one running ads to it. I'm gonna call him right now.
Tom doesn't like anything.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's good that he doesn't like anything.
He's virgin. That would be last thing.
It's fucking Mac. Should we use that shit? Flip?
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Oh, yo. Roberto sent the. They're on the Dropbox. Bro, let's burn the midnight oil. Put this fucking course together tonight.
Yeah, no,
let's get everything done.
No, good job, you know.
Yeah. You know what else we're going to do? Chris, you ain't going nowhere, bro. We're all chilling. We're staying here until this shit's done.
Chris is like, fuck, I got a date right now.
Oh, do you got a date? Then get out of here. No, they all want tomorrow.
They like tomorrow. Watch the phone, you know. Yeah, so this shit tomorrow. And the black guys that have the fake body, but I didn't want to fuck it up. Yeah, fuck that fucking Puerto Rican Cuban girl yesterday, bro. The shit fucking fucked up. Yeah, she has a face like a 4 or 5. How old is she? Like 30, what? 32? 34? 27. It's just all this shit, man. You know, it's not from a look, man. It looks like all this shit. But my body's a fucking, like, hot, man. I fucking know, man. And it's fucking fuck wild as fuck, too.
Yep. Yeah, bro. Fuck these pens and, like...
Let me turn around.
What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Veteran CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, what are these two guys trying to sell me a social media course? Well, let me let you guys know. I'm a fitness expert, as well as pretty good with the ladies.
Social media dating expert. You get those.
Thank you. You're something you said, I think, over like 15 years.
Right. What up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
Veteran CEO.
You guys are probably wondering, what are these two guys trying to sell me a social media course? Well, let me let you guys know. I'm a fitness expert, as well as pretty good with the ladies.
Social media dating expert. You get those experience.
And what we've done is we've combined forces to help you guys optimize your social media so that you can put yourself in the best light so you can meet women, network with other high-value men, and live a better lifestyle in general, guys. It's about being congruent to who you purport yourself to be on the internet.
Well, like you're home all the time during this pandemic, basically. You want to meet girls still? You can do it through this course.
Yeah, man. And social media, guys, is the new way to go, man, quite frankly. I'm a cold approach advocate. You got to get out there, optimize your social media. We're going to help you guys with DMs on demand. Let's get it.
We got you. November 18th.
November
18th.
I know, but
just clip it.
Oh, I mean, but I'm not however.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, cool.
The audio's good.
Yeah, audio's good.
I just got to, you know what? I mean,
because once I have a better computer, I can definitely do the video. So you
go on.
If I get on my computer, just send it up on Dropbox. It's fun.
No, you don't know how that works.
What?
You don't know how that works.
It's copy and paste. It's drag it. Same shit.
Copy
to drive. So, yeah, just go to your drive. So then, that's a block off. That's the one.
What's the first one?